The Trans-Karakoram Valley, small civilizational corridor is China's base to a larger geopolitical game, analysts say. In the second part of our series on China's moves to capture resources along the Indian frontier, we focus on the Trans-Karakoram Tract, also known as the Shaxgam Valley, its history, strategic significance, and foremost, the tensions brought about by its contested status between India and China. A desolate, arid region high in the Trans-Himalayas is now an unlikely pawn in the geopolitical struggle between China and India. The Trans-Karakoram Tract is a narrow stretch of land roughly the size of Puerto Rico, sandwiched between South and Central Asia. The distinct geography of the high-altitude region is an intricate mesh of towering peaks, massive glaciers, glacier-fed rivers, and deep gorges. Despite its inhospitable terrain, however, the Trans-Karakoram Tract has historically been a coveted piece of real estate due to its strategic location between continents. Today, considerable but largely unexploited mineral resources add to its allure. Controlled by China but claimed by India, it is a remote front line in the ongoing struggle between the neighboring giants. A multinational geography. To understand the geopolitics entrenched in this narrow tract of land, it's important to understand its complex geography, and in particular, the current context of China's economic activities there. Most of today's contested Trans-Karakoram Tract consists of the Shaxgam Valley, the basin of the glacier-fed Shaxgam River. During colonial times, it also included the Raskam Valley, the basin of the Raskam River, to the north. The Raskam and Shaxgam Rivers converge at Chag Jangal to form the Yarkand River, along which the ancient Silk Road ran. The network of Eurasian trade routes, active from the 2nd century BC through the mid-1600s, carried goods, ideas, and culture from east to west. Among the countless travelers who made their way along the 4,000-mile route, one is of special significance in this context, the Chinese Buddhist explorer Efatian, who spread Buddhist teachings from India to China and left a detailed travelogue of his 10,000-mile journey. According to former Indian diplomat Sujan R. Chinoy, director general of the Manohar Parrikar Institute for Defense Studies and Analyses in New Delhi, the Raskam Valley was practically conceded to the Chinese by the British by 1927 and claimed by China under a boundary agreement in 1963. The former ambassador detailed the contentious history of the region in a 2020 paper titled The Forgotten Fact of China-Occupied Kashmir. The wider region that includes the Shaxgam Valley contains three strategic junctions. The first is the Wakhan Corridor, a narrow strip belonging to Afghanistan that lies to the northwest. The passageway ends in a tri-junction, Tajikistan to the north, China to the east, and Pakistan to the south. The second is the Mintaka Pass, which formed the Old Silk Road and today is a junction between China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. The 7th century Chinese Buddhist monk Xuanzang traveled by the Mintaka Pass on his way back from ancient India to Chang'an. The third is Siya Kangri Peak, one of the highest mountains in the world, which marks the junction of India, China, and Pakistan. It lies roughly at the mid-southern point of Shaxgam Valley and is just 140 miles from Mintaka Pass. The Mintaka Pass and the Wakhan Corridor have great strategic significance. S.D. Pradhan, former Deputy National Security Advisor for India, told the Epoch Times, besides its value as the Old Silk Road, is important for establishing links with Central Asia. Another point is that according to experts this region is very rich in mineral resources. In addition, he said, China considers the territory to be part of the Kalachigu Valley, one of three border crossings between China and Afghanistan. Thus, the Shaxgam Valley, along with the Raskam Valley and the Pamirs, mountain ranges on China's borders with Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan, forms a valuable territorial gateway between Central Asia and Xinjiang, and from Central Asia to South Asia. Road to Nowhere. Prior to today's technology, it might have taken years for Chinese developments in the region to come to light. Thanks to satellite technology, however, new infrastructure is hard to hide. Thus, a new road in Xinjiang, branching off the G219 highway, one of two major routes in the area, and apparently going nowhere, made headlines this spring and caused new strategic concerns in India. Satellite images captured by the European Space Agency and reviewed by India Today's open-source intelligence team revealed that construction of the road began in June 2023, according to the news magazine. The road winds through the Agil Pass, an old mountain pass used by camel caravans, and disappears into the mountains in the Shaksgam Valley at a point approximately 50 miles north of Indira Col, the northernmost point administered by India. "The Shaksgam Valley, we consider it our own territory," said Ranveer Jaiswal, the spokesperson of the Indian External Affairs Ministry, during a regular press briefing on May 2. "We have registered a protest with the Chinese side against illegal attempts to alter facts on the ground. We further reserve the right to take necessary measures to safeguard our interests." Mr. Pradhan said he believes the road could actually be leading to arms silos like the nuclear silos that China has built in Tibet. He points out that the extreme cold and the desolate location of the Shaksgam Valley are ideal for storing spent nuclear fuel. China, which is producing every year a large number of nuclear weapons, must be finding it difficult to keep the spent nuclear fuel safely. The SNF can be reused until all its uranium is exhausted. Thus, it cannot be thrown away as a waste, Mr. Pradhan said, adding that the SNF must be kept in storage pools for at least a year to allow it to cool down before being recycled or disposed of. "I think China is using this region for keeping its spent nuclear fuel. In that cold environment, the SNF can be safely kept there for the required period. In addition, this can provide a safe region to deploy its nuclear weapons/missile and for strengthening its deterrence against India. Such a deployment would be India-specific." Significantly, the new road goes eastward, connecting it with the G219 highway that links Xinjiang with Tibet, according to Mr. Pradhan. "Since 2018, there has been no effort to construct westwards," he added. The Friendship Highway. Today, one of the major routes of the Old Silk Road is roughly traced by the Karakoram Highway, the other major route through the region. The highway, one of the highest paved roads in the world, was built as a friendship highway by Pakistan and China as part of a 1963 border agreement. Construction of the Karakoram Highway began in 1966 and was finally completed 12 years later. The Friendship Highway has been realigned multiple times since its completion, adding to the geopolitical drama of the region. Originally 715 miles long, the highway begins in Pakistan, then runs through the disputed Gilgit-Baltistan region, controlled by Pakistan but claimed by India. It then winds through the Hunza Valley and enters Xinjiang through the lofty Kunjarab Pass at a breathtaking 15,397 feet elevation. It then roughly follows the traditional path of the Silk Road to the legendary caravan city of Kashgar. Despite its high elevation and the hostile terrain that made its construction difficult, the highway has seen several improvements and realignments since its completion. In 2010, a large landslide on the bank of the Hunza River created a huge, potentially unstable barrier lake, inundating the highway for miles and making it necessary to reroute it around the new lake. The China Road and Bridge Corporation and the Pakistan National Highway Authority worked together on the project. Mr. Pradhan's apprehension about China establishing arms silos for SNF in Shaksgam Valley is linked to the wider region's nuclear history, particularly that of the Karakoram Highway. In addition to its more benign role as a tourist attraction, the highway is also known as the Highway of Nuclear and Missile Proliferation. In 2001, American satellites reportedly detected 12 consignments of Chinese missiles being shipped to Pakistan by way of the Karakoram Highway, according to a 2009 report from the Congressional Research Service. Lieutenant Colonel Danny Shoham, a former senior analyst in military intelligence for the Israeli Defense Forces, described the Karakoram Highway as a concealed terrestrial interface between North Korea and Pakistan via China, in a Basa Center Perspectives paper in 2020. Intelligence satellites have detected that the Karakoram Highway has been used to supply illicit nuclear material and dual-use items for missiles, he said. In fact, the entire corridor in this frontier has been a nuclear belt since the 1950s. Iqbal Chan Malhotra, in his book Dark Secrets, wrote that the Soviets single-handedly extracted uranium and other key elements from Oxai Chin, the vast desert adjoining the Trans-Karakoram Tract. Oxai Chin is also controlled by China but claimed by India. The materials were reportedly shipped by road to the Soviet Union in late 1954, he said. Now, one analyst says a new road, little more than an unpaved track, signals that China continues to exploit the region for its nuclear program. Frank Leberger, a Europe-based sinologist, told the Epoch Times he has analyzed the dirt track, which branches from the provincial road that connects the Karakoram Highway and G-219. That track ends in the wilderness some 40 kilometers northeast of Agil Pass, he said, citing Google Earth. However, it largely bypasses Agil Pass by another valley which runs east to west some 50 kilometers to the north. Google Earth only shows an extension from this provincial road in form of a dirt track of 20 kilometers in length, but which ends in the wilderness some 40 kilometers northeast of Agil Pass, he said. Mr. Pradhan told the Epoch Times that the presence of a dirt track from the provincial road connecting G-219 with the Karakoram Highway could mean two things. First, it could mean that the Chinese are exploring mineral resources in that area, including nuclear resources like uranium. Indirectly, the region is a source of plutonium, which is extracted from uranium. It is certain that uranium is there, including in Gilgit-Baltistan. The Chinese are badly in need of plutonium for their nuclear reactors, he said. The dirt track could also signify that the Chinese are trying to develop more infrastructure and roads in the inhospitable region to solidify their control over the territory, he said. Untapped water and mineral resources. Apart from its strategic and economic value for China due to its proximity to Afghanistan, Tajikistan, India, and Tibet, the Trans-Karakoram Tract is notable as being one of the world's highest glacial regions. Its 242 glaciers, significant water resources and minerals, contribute to its great interest to China, according to experts. Control over water resources is important to industrial development, Mr. Pradhan said, and the resources of the Trans-Karakoram Tract should be understood in light of China's massive infrastructure development in the larger region under its control, as well as its industrial investment in Pakistan. According to experts, the region's glaciers represent a critical freshwater reserve, which is vital given the extensive requirements of water for industries in Xinjiang, such as microchip manufacturing. All of China's major rivers, like the Yangtze, the Yellow River, and the Mekong, are already choked with effluents. The Taklamakan Desert provides sand in abundance, and there is a huge reserve of water stored in the lakes, rivers, and glaciers in the Himalayan and Karakoram mountain ranges, analyst Vikas Kapoor said in a 2020 article in the Daily Excelsior, a local daily published in Jammu and Kashmir. Microchips require two critical raw materials, sand and freshwater, Mr. Kapoor noted. A 30-centimeter silicon wafer requires almost 10,000 liters of fresh water for its manufacture. China's water vision and quest for water are crucial motivators behind its Belt and Road Initiative, Mr. Kapoor said. The Trans-Karakoram Tract has untapped resources to quench that thirst. A group of researchers from Japan's leading tech and geological research institutes discussed the region's distinctive resources in a 2018 paper in the journal Mountain Remote Sensing. The glaciers support the livelihoods of around 130 million people, they said, calling the valley of special interest for glacier climatological studies. Notably, the researchers said, previous studies have observed abnormal behaviors of the glaciers in this region compared to the global trend of glacier retreat. The researchers said, due to the special location of the region, the Shakshgam Valley is under the complex influences of both the Indian monsoon and dry arid climate systems. The area is rich in water resources due to many glaciers, which contribute significantly to the regional hydroelectric power generation by feeding the Yarkand River, a tributary of the Darim River. The Yarkand River was recently dammed by the Altash Water Conservancy Project, also known as the Aritash Hydro Junction Dam. The huge project is far away from the Indian border, in southern Xinjiang, situated close to the township of Kosrap, which made headlines when its residents were relocated in 2018 due to the project, Mr. Leberger noted. In an email to the Epoch Times, Mr. Leberger described the huge dam, with a height of 165 meters. The Chinese have dubbed it the Xinjiang Three Gorges Dam because the Yarkand is dammed into huge lakes that extend for dozens of kilometers, he said. There is no serious mining activity in the Trans-Karakoram Tract itself, due to its remote location and a breathtaking altitude that ranges from 14,000 to 18,000 feet above sea level. The only publicly known mine was in the Ras Kam Valley, a few kilometers away from the confluence of the Ras Kam and Yarkand rivers, and it was closed in 2018, according to a report by Chinese state media Xinhua. However, Mr. Pradhan said, the wider region surrounding the Trans-Karakoram Tract, which ranges from the northern area near Pakistan to Xinjiang and the area claimed and administered by India, has a unique geology. Its natural resources include water-rich glaciers, minerals, precious stones, metals, oil, and hydrocarbons. Whoever controls the region will control those abundant resources and tap the potential of this resource-rich land.